WFYM, 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 WFYM.
Patreon.
Era.
Welcome to the show.
Era. Welcome.
We're doing a chilled out, intimate podcast today.
Mm-hmm.
It's just me, Chet, and Alex. This is Mike.
We're in the spa.
That's right. It's a Nordic spa. We are, you can probably hear it. There's some like rainforest sounds are getting whacked with weaves.
Mm-hmm.
All the masseuses are coming around and whacking us with their weaves. No, reeds. That's what I was thinking of.
We are getting weaves though.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
I'm just thinking about Rainforest Cafe and how fucking dope that place was. Especially the one that I used that was near my house at the, it was in Niles, Ohio, I think. I forget what they called that mall now. But right outside of it, they had that that space training contraption thing, you know, the little things that spin around in like three different circles and you strap yourself in the middle of it. And I always loved that thing. So every time and we didn't really go there that often. So every time I went to Rainforest Cafe, and we'd hop into that, whatever that thing is called, and boy, was it fun.
I think that's just an American thing, right?
What, the
Rainforest Cafe?
Oh, I thought it's G-Force training thing. I was like, does Canada have NASA?
No.
CASA?
We produce astronauts, but it's not like we're sending our own folks to outer space. The guy that would always post about...
just go up on the regular space shuttle.
Yeah. The guy that would post about, like, diapers and stuff. It's not. Is it Chris Hansen, or is that the guy from To Catch a Predator?
That's the Chris... I know who you're talking...
That's the To Catch a Predator
Chris
guy.
H. something, I think. Henderson? Chris Henderson? Chris. He did the viral song with a guitar flowing around on the space station.
Canadian astronaut. Yeah, he's very Reddit. Chris Hadfield. Yeah.
Hadfield, ah.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
He's fine.
I remember back in like early day Twitter, Stefan would get him to talk about being in diapers.
That's pretty good. Oh, that's funny. When I first followed Stefan on Twitter, I thought he was a girl for like.
Because he had the Kate Bush pic?
I think so. And then he was just like anonymous. Nobody knew what he looked like. No, he didn't post pictures of himself, and so I thought it was just like short for like Stephanie or something like that. I don't know. I was always for like,
damn, this is one funny bitch.
He's
one of the hottest chicks on Twitter
like,
for sure.
If this chick is hot, I would fucking nut.
I forgot that he ever had the Kate Bush avatar, and I thought you were thinking of like when he had the Big Country avatar.
Which one's the Big Country?
Bryant Reeves. He was like
that guy, like the big
NBA player, played for Vancouver Grizzlies.
Oh, like, okay, yeah. I remember that now.
When they were the Grizzlies still?
Yeah. No, I do remember that era. It was before that. I mean, this is probably like 2011. This is right when I got into weird Twitter.
Yeah, well, he was one of my first followers.
Yeah, he was great back in the day. Still is.
Yeah, he really fell off.
Hey,
fuck that guy.
That's my other co-host. What's your fucking lip?
Oh, no, yeah.
Anyone that's deep into the lore knows I've known Stefan since we were like 12 and 13. So,
hockey message board?
Hockey message boards, baby.
The only weird Twitter guy who's still funny is Drill, and that's because they keep hiring new teams of people to write it.
Yeah.
Every 6 months.
It kind of fell off when they got the horse ebooks guy,
mm-hmm.
Gentle Breeze, to do it. But
yeah, they poached him from BuzzFeed.
No, when that guy with the Kanye license plate got that girl to abandon her son and move down to LA to live with his rich parents, that was a fun one.
That was cool. Yeah, people got really lost in the sauce for a while. It was like TikTok hype house type shit.
Yep.
Where we're like, oh man, we all have 3,000 followers on Twitter from making the same jokes about motorcycles and like
Bogs.
Bogs and eggs,
Skrillex,
bug eggs, hugs. Skrillex, Skrillex dying, hugs, and you know I was guilty of that too.
Oh yeah.
Granted, I was 18 at the time, but people like they thought this is the next big thing. We're all going to be celebrities, and we should all move to LA and move in together, and we'll get a TV show called Rowdy Dad. And it's just like, no,
man. Yeah. If you're like new to the Patreon. Because you joined for the podcast or something, you're just not aware that it existed. One of our old Patreon bonus videos, we watched the Rowdy Dad pilot, where they like paid for a cameo from Guy Fieri, and
that wasn't Rowdy Dad, right?
Wait, uh-huh. Which one was Rowdy?
I thought that was it. Dad Boner.
It's something Rowdy Dad
was
American that never got made. No, okay.
Rowdy Dad was like the other one. Yeah. I think it was Dad Boner. That was a Twitter account that was like mildly popular.
Motherfucker. I'm going to Google Dad Boner TV show.
I believe it was Dad Boner. That guy, he posted as a dad. It was sort of like Shit My Dad Says, but a little weirder.
Okay, we got
a weirder, freakier.
So
dad.
I googled Dad Boner Show, and we have a website called gay.bingo, and it says dad showing son erect gay porn popular videos.
Is it like a game?
Xvideos.com, daddy has a boner.
Wait,
Pornhub.com, dad boner gay porn videos. Okay, here we go.
At the bottom, gay porn bingo when I'm at work on the work computer.
At the bottom here, at Dad Boner, Carl Welzine.
Yeah, that's the guy.
Oh, yeah. It's about his character, Power Moves.
I don't remember that
one. It was the same kind of shit as Rowdy Dad, where they're just doing Peter Griffin, Homer Simpson, a middle-aged guy who's kind of wacky and does weird stuff. It's the classic thing.
Mm-hmm.
No way you're going to get anyone to buy that unless you're already Seth MacFarlane, and you can say, I want a new show about a fat guy, and he's crazy. And they say, all right, here you go.
It's so funny to like call yourself Dad Boner and then also like have your full name like right there ready available. I feel like that's just one of those things where, I mean, it's not the end of the world if people know what your full name is.
Imagine you named yourself Dog Boner and everyone could just see who you were.
But like nobody calls him like my everyone calls him DB anyways, but he's not even Dad Boner.
He didn't pitch a cartoon.
Yeah, that reminds me though, when I was in high school, my one friend, he like came over to my house one day and he was like, dude, he's like, I just had the best idea ever. Or no, I actually didn't come over to my house, but we were playing Xbox Live together, and he changed his gamer tag to his first and last name, just his full name. And he's like, check it out, I called him Namer Tags. Let's start this trend where we just make our tags. He's like we just make our gamer tags our full names. And I'm like, bro, that's the dumbest idea I've ever heard. So then he like spent another $10 to change it back.
Oh, like, God. That's
so weird.
Spending $10 to change your name.
Oh, man. Honestly, I missed it because it's every time I play 10 mans with my buddies on Fridays with Felix and you know, other people, like they always change their names. And so then when I'm captain and I'm picking teams, I have no idea who's who. And so I kind of miss the days where you kind of stuck with the name because you had to stick with it.
It is pretty easy now.
Yeah, it's free.
I looked it up. So the episode that we watched, it is Dad Boner. It's a Comedy Central pilot and his Vice featurette, and it's titled 57 Years of Age White Male in Swimsuit Sleeping. That was the one where we watched that guy, the big fat juggalo that got his face tattooed.
Oh, yeah.
And would do live streams of just himself sleeping. No, that was cool.
The Control-Alt-Delete comic was also very good. The cartoon, I mean. They did a web series where the episodes were like 3 minutes each.
Oh God!
I remember.
People who don't remember, it was
like that around, but like being detached from like giving a shit at all.
It was the worst web comic.
Yeah.
It was like the shining example of the shitty gaming web comic from the 2000s, where it was like just a guy making references to Halo or Mortal Kombat or whatever out of context and doing random stuff. And there was the famous Lost picture where the guy he randomly did a strip about his girlfriend having a miscarriage. It was completely out of nowhere. And then the tone switched back to like what if Spider-Man was in Halo. But he made a cartoon and it was like 10 frames per second and the episodes were 3 minutes long. And it was sold on a DVD for like $50. And I think people should do that more.
Mm-hmm.
The Red Ape NFT cartoon, that was good.
Yeah. They probably stopped making that, huh?
Yeah, I don't think it's even worth paying that guy anymore. Like, for some reason, they cheaped out on it. Like, there was so much money flowing around. It seems like they could have hired some out of work Rick and Morty person.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's an out of work Rick and Morty person right now, come to think of it. But like there must be like some actual animator you could hire to do something, but they hire people off Fiverr and it's awesome.
Well, they don't want to hold on to all their crypto. They don't want to sell it, because if they sell it to get the liquid funds to pay people, then what if they're going to lose out on more money? Because when the price keeps on going up.
That's true.
It is true. You want to min-max it.
Yeah. It's all about profit.
Yeah. Buying low and selling high.
It's what business that's 101. What that's what they teach you the first day.
When you're at work, you're always selling high. Am I right, brother?
Yeah. Oh, this is great. Ah, yeah. I am.
Hey.
Yeah,
that's what they should call the sales, bro. Like buying low, but getting high.
Mm-hmm. It is great. It's funny because as soon as I walk in from my car smelling like weed, it's like, well, the whole store smells like weed. So I was going to yell at me. They're like, dude, you smell like weed. I was like, oh, but where do you look where we're at right now? You can smell
the
weed.
The store does.
Yeah, you can smell the weed. Before you open the door, you can smell the weed.
Coming into the liquor store with completely stinking of booze. What? It's just from the closed bottles.
It's just like that Afro Man song, wasn't me.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
So I'm going to school right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And class is like trade school, so class is kind of a mix of like tradies, right? So it's not your normal PC liberal college crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But there's like a good like cross section of people there or whatever. And there's this guy, and like one of the first days I was sat at a table just like kind of doing work and listening to music, like very honed in, and he came in and just like started talking to me, which I find really annoying because I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to make money.
Right.
Kind of my MO everywhere these days, so maybe I should try making more friends. Anyways.
You should get some buddies.
I'm not here to make money. I rip up my paychecks. I don't care.
It's, I mean, I know I've tweeted this before, but it's like when I'm at work and they're off to get beers, I immediately turn into that reality show cliche, whereas I'm not here to fucking make friends. I'm here to make money. I'm here to get paid. All my friends live in the computer. Anyways. Yeah,
that is part of work. That's how CEOs define work. Like, if they go out to lunch with their business associates and they're, like, obligated to go, they're like, oh, well, that's 2 hours of work in my work week of 120 hours.
Yeah, see, if it was like that, that'd be fine. But, I don't know, the guy was nice, but he gave me, like, a couple of outlaw vibes, just in, not even, like, in mannerisms or anything that bad, but just in, like, kind of how he dressed and carried himself. But he was nice, and so I was nice back, and it was whatever.
He was a wrestling fan, per se?
Yeah, it seemed like it, right? But and then I didn't really pay it any mind. And then today, I was walking into class, and he always wears, like, it's either been, like, a pink shirt or a red shirt that has, like, very plain Arial text and, like, a lot of it written on it. And it's usually in, like, a sweater or jacket. I can't really read it. But he had it taken off. And I didn't catch what the front of the shirt said. But on the back, it said, imagine if everyone's body count was displayed across their foreheads. Value is defined by the buyer, not the seller.
That's cool.
And at first I was thinking body count, and I was like, was this guy like a Marine or something? And I'm like, well, no. Well, one, we're Canadian, and two, it's just, that's not the vibe. And I'm like, oh, body count, and it's like people you had sex with. That explains the second bit. So basically, he's walking around wearing a t-shirt that says, I've never been fucked, which is really funny to me. And yeah. Not only is it saying that, it's saying, you suck for having fucked a bunch of people.
Yeah,
Or is it saying...
anti-slut shirt? It's so strange. It's saying basically that, like, women who have had a lot of partners have low market value on the sexual marketplace. And it's like, I'm allowed to say that I don't like sluts and I find them low value, and I'm allowed to say that, but that guy doesn't have any leverage.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean shit because
you're not allowed to wear that shirt if you're like overweight and tucking it into acid wash jeans that don't fit you. Like,
that guy's patting himself on the back for turning down women preemptively who have no interest in him. It's really weird.
I want to find out more. I want to like see what the front of the shirt says,
yeah,
and like what the other shirts say as well. And I mean, I don't care enough to, I guess, solicit it and act interested, which I have done before. Uh-huh. I remember
you should
once
offer to buy the T-shirt.
Yo, where'd you get those printed? Those
dude,
are sick.
Do a jersey swap after a test, dude. Great job, man. Give me shirt.
Dude, what you get? Yeah, let's switch shirts, man.
Great job. We both got B's. Let's go.
So I get this like fucking big ass pink shirt that's slut shaming, and he gets my death consciousness T-shirt. Not fair. but there's once in the gym after like the last Canadian election where a guy was wearing a Justin Trudeau blackface T-shirt. It was like 2 or 3 days after the election, very timely. And I was like thinking of getting a creep shot, and when I thought, well, actually, why don't I just go ask him if I can take a photo and act like I think it's baller? Yeah. It kind of is. And so I just like got a picture of it, and he like told me the website to buy it from and shit. I forget what it was associated with, but
that seems like almost as offensive as having blackface on. If you're a white guy and you're just being that flippant about it and just wearing blackface on your shirt, like, look, it's blackface. Look at it. It's blackface, everybody.
It's bad. Like, this guy's bad.
He's bad. It's like having a swastika on your shirt and then an X through it. It's like not even thinking that someone might see it and still get like made uncomfortable by it.
Yeah. Well, it was like that t-shirt that saw online the other day that had like a hard R and a soft A N-word, and they're both crossed out and they just said neither below it.
Yeah. Welcome them out, but not removing them from the shirt.
Yeah, welcome to the resistance.
You can still see him.
I was thinking that'd be a kind of interesting hypothetical, though. Like, what if there was a digital display that just had your body count on your forehead as you're walking around society? Like, what if the teachers was like super high? What then?
Yeah.
Or like that would probably, it would just get you bullied, right?
It should show the age of the people also.
Mm-hmm. And how long you lasted.
Also, does
and if they came.
It's like, this is rude, but if you got molested.
No.
Like, I mean, just, you know, exploring the concept here, if you had that meter on it and you're like, you're at school one day and you're like, I spent the weekend with your uncle and you have a one on your forehead. You're like wearing a hat and it's pulled down.
Yeah, it seems kind of dystopian.
I don't think we should have one of those.
No. It would be kind of funny if like you got to put an asterisk under it and it was like, it's this number, but I didn't start having sex until I was 21. Yep, and that's the show.
Yeah, you're going to need a lot of... it's going to have to be in a pretty small font to fit on my forehead, all those numbers for me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I fucked a lot.
That's crazy.
Yeah, my dick almost fell off, but it felt good still. It was weird.
They sewed it back on.
Uh-huh. Okay, imagine this was like just something that could change depending on the function. Like you're out and about and it shows like how many beers you've had that night so people know whether or not to take you seriously or whether or not you can try.
No, they should have that on a Twitch chat. That's where they should have
that. Oh, yeah.
It shows how many beers you've had when you say something.
Yeah, you should get a free highlighted message if you blow into a breathalyzer and pass.
Like, first time chatter, 13 beers. Fuck you, you stupid fucking bitch.
Great. Or, alternatively, you could have the sex number on there, too. So, like, if you're playing Fortnite and then this kid comes in and is like, you suck. I'm like, yeah, well, you're a fucking virgin. Fuck you.
H7, body count 1.
No! Enough.
Uncle Avoider, first time chatter.
It has been a really hard week, though. I think for all of us, especially Alex, though. How are you doing with the death of Diamond, right?
Yeah, Diamond died. She's,
Diamond.
The one who talked. I've still got my bobbleheads.
Okay, yeah. So for the listeners at home, what? There's one that talked and one didn't talk?
Yeah, they're sisters, and one of them talks and says stuff about Let's Go Brandon and Nancy Pelosi, and then the other one sits there and she says, mm-hmm. And unfortunately, that's the one who died.
Oh, is the talker.
Yeah, if the one who didn't die died, it would be easy to replace her or just be Diamond, but I don't know what you do with Silk. Like, they were already kind of on the out because they're just...
Well, I mean, they were on the out, like, over a year ago. That's when I don't even know why, really. Election was over?
They just don't have... They don't have the juice or they don't have the savviness to get in the right spot. But it seems like they kind of... It wasn't like people turned on them for not being right-wing enough or something.
Yeah,
I mean,
like
maybe
the moment
it is just because they're black, but, like, I don't know. Candace Owens has a... She makes a lot more money.
So, is their website down? Shit. There's
they already stopped paying for it?
Yeah, because I wanted to see if their merch was on sale or whatever. And I searched Diamond Silk website, and there's like their Facebook page and then a website for Silk Diamonds, which they must have been pissed off about that SEO.
They must have a merch also, store somewhere.
Let's talk about how embarrassing it is to die of COVID in 2023.
Is like, that confirmed?
Yeah, she had COVID. She now for like
do we
a
know?
Month.
Do we know if she had the vaccine or not? Because I've heard that's made people drop dead.
I have been replying to every story about an old person dying with possible vaccine casualty. It's very funny with any conservative who dies to reply like, "This was the vaccine." Because the conservatives are like, no, they did not take the vaccine. They were conservative. And the liberals are like, you fucking idiot. It was COVID. It was because she didn't get the vaccine, you moron. And you just get like, I got a notification on Twitter that I had never gotten before that said, you're getting unusually a high amount of notifications. Would you like to turn on filters? And I said, no. Oh, their store is still
up. It's back up. Yeah, I pulled it up. They're actually selling a new t-shirt. That looks like it took up to 5 minutes to make in Photoshop. It is a picture of Diamond, and it's cropped on both. Well, it's cropped on three of the four possible sides, so it was very boxy looking. And then they put an outer glow on it, and then it says "Shine on, Diamond, shine on, love silk." And they're selling that one for $38.
Chive on, Diamond, chive on.
But
you only have to pay $2 for the yard sign that says vote right, vote red, vote Republican 2020, Diamond and Silk. Think maybe I'll get 10 of those for $20. Free shipping.
The Trump bling pins are on sale. You take $11 off those, only $18.99. I don't really, maybe it's because I'm not just tuned into American politics, but they're selling it took 2,000 mules to install one jackass.
I don't get the reference.
2,000 mules was the Dinesh D'Souza thing, I think. Like, the mules are the people that put the ballots into the ballot box to cheat.
So,
you have to have seen that documentary and be obsessed with, like, the Dominion voting software. Like, one of those people that just lost their mind.
Did I get you the last Christmas, the Diamond and Silk bling bling mug? Or is it just the bobbleheads? Or did you get the bobbleheads yourself and I sent, like, a t-shirt? I forget.
I think maybe I got the bobbleheads and then you got the other thing. I think, yeah, there was the mug that's got like the rhinestone sequins on it. And like every time you wash it, one of them pops off. Just have these little sparkles everywhere.
Massive sale on that right now. It's only $4.99 down from $30. There's also, their other t-shirt designs weird. It's like they went on Fiverr to get someone to draw a Bitmoji that also made them look white, which is really weird. But,
well, that's the dream.
Yeah, it says, we were right about everything, Diamond and Silk, and then also, we told you so, Diamond and Silk. So, I'll tell you one thing they weren't right about, getting the COVID vaccine, apparently.
Yeah, it's obviously she was not healthy enough to fight off the virus. The Omicron version, the weakest version there's ever been. So... you got to get the vaccine if you're like 54 years old and you're that vulnerable.
Yeah, use promo code FYM for 10% off your Moderna shot.
That's right.
Tell them Chet sent you.
I got it for $1,000. I had to pay the person at CVS.
Pretty good deal.
If you boost the COVID vaccine, you get pretty high too. It's pretty crazy. So I recommend everybody get vaccinated for
just
that
holding
reason.
The liquid in your ass.
Yeah, just squirting it up there.
Swishing it around like you're doing a wine tasting. Twerking your ass so it's all mix it all around.
Shitting it back out into a bucket. Well, I can't get drunk now, can I?
Can't get autism now, can I? Too late though, probably.
So I've got a reading series for us today.
Oh, yeah? Let's go.
So this is called DW's Library Card.
All right.
On Saturday, Arthur and DW went to the library. Will you check out this book for me? Asked DW. I can't check out baby books, Arthur said. It could go on my record. When I have my own library card, said DW, I'll check out whatever I want. When can I get a library card, DW asked Miss Turner. As soon as you can write your full name, Miss Turner said. But I hardly ever say my full name, said DW. How can I write it? I can write my full name, bragged Tommy Tibble. Me too, said Tommy Tibble.
Wait.
Tommy Tibble.
That sounds a lot like Tommy Primble.
Wow. History rhymes, doesn't it? At home, DW practiced writing her full name. Arthur came in to see how she was doing. Doba Minifrind Rebed? Who's that? He asked. At dinner, DW asked mother and father, why didn't you name me something easy, like A? Mother looked at DW's plate. Well, you're almost there, she said. DW gasped. Quick, more mashed potatoes. After father gave her another scoop, DW wrote Reed. I wrote my name. I wrote my name, DW shouted. On Saturday, DW was ready to get her library card. Very nice, Dora Winifred Reed, said Miss Turner. Here's your card. Hooray, said DW. Now I can check out any book I want. She went to find the frog book, but it wasn't there. That book was just checked out, said Miss Turner. It should be back in a week. A whole week, DW said. Well, it might be back before then, Miss Turner said. All week, DW checked to see if the book had been returned. The next Saturday, DW was the first one at the library.
What a stupid bitch. Continue.
I hate DW.
D, dumb woman, is what it stands for in my book.
She waited and waited and waited. Hi, DW, said a voice. It was Tommy Tibble, and his brother Timmy was holding the frog book. You two had it, said DW, and you heard it. It's all wrinkly. It was like that when they checked it out, Miss Turner said. It's an old book. We would never hurt a library book, said Timmy. If you do, Tommy whispered, they take away your library card forever. Miss Turner checked the book out on DW's card. Here you go, she said. Take good care of it. Or else, whispered Timmy. The book looked so old. DW imagined what would happen if she ruined it. She would never be able to check out books again. At home, DW put the book in a safe place. On Saturday, DW carefully brought the book downstairs. Time to return this, she said. Finally. Why are you wearing oven mitts? Asked Arthur. To keep it safe, said DW. It won't explode, said Arthur. Did you like it? I didn't open it, said DW. The Tibble said the library would take my card away if I hurt the book. It's old. It could fall apart any minute. Well, said Arthur, if you're so worried, I'll open it. Hey, my name's in here. I checked this book out, too. You checked out a baby book, said DW? It's not a baby book. It's a great book for little kids. Arthur began to read. When Arthur finished reading, DW sniffled sadly. It was a happy story, said Arthur. Didn't you like it? I loved it, said DW. I'm sad that I have to return it.
This is kind of bullshit that they go through all this fucking preamble and we don't even get to see what's in the book.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a book within a book. It sucks.
Yeah, kind of like an Inception thing going on.
Yeah, Arthurception. But you can check it out again, Arthur said. I can, said DW. It's called renewing, explained Arthur. Hooray, DW said. Then you can read it to me every day, twice a day, once in the morning and once at night. Then I can renew it again and again and again. So that's the end of that book.
That's pretty good. How many Outlaw stars would you give that?
One.
I think I'd give it 3.5.
3.5?
I hated it.
3.6 for me.
I hated everything about that
Or story. Even more, but 3.65. He does that sometimes, right?
Probably.
Yeah, he doesn't really understand the 5-star system.
No. Because he just turns it into more than a 10-star system. When you're using that small of fractions, it's turning into a much larger system.
Yeah, it could be out of 100 stars.
Yeah.
And it's hard to rate stuff anyway. It's totally arbitrary. Some of it is like how cold it is when you get it, and you've been driving for an hour, so obviously it's cold, and that's the restaurant's fault.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't respect food reviewers.
I forget what that guy is, the psycho guy that has like 3 cameras in his car that films it going through the drive-thru, and then he has the meat thermometer where he tests like how warm it is when it comes out of the drive-thru.
Yeah, I know. I know the guy.
He spins it around on the top.
Yeah. There was a TikTok food reviewer who died.
Oh yeah,
like a couple days ago. Actually, he's only 30.
Speaking of that vaccine stuff, that was another one where it was like this. I think I saw you posting about it because his whole thing was that he ate like big, gross, nasty stuff, and he was like he looked younger, but he wasn't like he was 20. He was like an overweight guy that was in the potential cardiac problem range, you know?
Yeah, he was. His name was Waffler69 on TikTok. He was 33.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. That's the same age as me. My birthday week. Yeah, he's...
Lejeune grew popular on TikTok by posting videos of himself tasting a wide variety of unique foods and snacks, including canned beef, tripe, and fried grasshoppers. Some of his most viewed videos featured him eating expired items.
Hmm.
So that's not good.
Yeah, that probably won't kill you, though.
This is what's going to happen to Nico Cotto Avocado within, like, the next year.
Yeah. It
just happens over and over again with these guys, and, like, they, well, some of them won't die. Like, Joey's World Tour should have died a long time ago, realistically. But, I don't know. It's like a very horrible industry, this is.
It's
they build people up on TikTok eating expired food, and then they fucking die?
Yeah. Well, do we know what the cause is? Anything said?
Presumed heart attack.
Okay. I mean,
his father and a grandfather both died from heart failure before age 50.
Okay, well, there you go. That's genetically predisposed. It's probably not the expired beef tripe, though. I'm sure that isn't helping matters. It doesn't make his life more enjoyable.
33 is younger than 50, so.
Yeah.
Really cutting down the numbers even further.
He didn't have a kid, did he?
I hope not.
Yeah, his kid's only going to live to 20.
Yeah, if you follow
the following the graph.
His first, he's having a baby, got a heart attack, like two minutes after it comes out.
I mean, can happen, I believe.
Can? I mean, fuck.
Yeah, I mean, you're born with like a birth defect or whatever, fucked up heart, doesn't develop properly, then yeah.
Huh. Well, apologies to all babies that have had heart attacks. I didn't realize that was a thing. I was just punching down on a hypothetical.
What a freaking bummer, dude.
I know. Oh, man. I don't even want to talk about anything.
Well, some of them were racist.
Yeah, true. They're born with original sin, so they had it coming. It has been like a rough fortnight for people in the extended FIM universe. With Diamond.
Yeah, Keenan Cahill died. Diamond died.
The Pope Benedict.
Who has died recently?
Jeff Beck.
Elvis Presley.
Barbara Walters. Pele. Peel.
Mm-hmm.
Vivienne Westwood. Stephen Twitch Boss. Kirstie Alley.
It's like, I don't know. I want to say they're from our farm team, but definitely from like the B-roll of people that we like to look into. I've been joking about for years.
Barbara Walters was pregnant when she died. They did the autopsy. They find a tiny little skeleton inside her. That's what it says here on ABC News.
Oh, okay. This is funny. So I just clicked onto YouTube and I saw that we have a new comment on our YouTube channel from Polish Pipe Bomb. Shout out if you're listening. Rewatching a video a year later, investing strategies for dog brain adults. So that tracks well because we talked about that was when we watched the Bored Ape cartoons originally. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like the peak of NFTs.
Yeah, it was crazy that has been a year already. But rewatched this a year later. The fact that Chet mentioned he's quitting smoking, you guys put on a video with smoking right after, is way too funny. I hope he's won the battle by now. And then all caps, Chet rules.
Yes, I do, and I have not won that battle.
how goes the battle?
Well, it was... honestly, it was... gonna go well because, you know, I had the lady friend stayed with me for a week and I was like, oh great, a week of not smoking, and then once I'm done with that week of not smoking, I really won't crave them anymore because it's really just that first week that's tough. But then I got my stomach issue and I was puking every 20 minutes, and then I threw my back out from puking so hard, so I was just really bummed and stressed out because this girl, she flew from San Diego to come visit me.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she was just sitting here. Well, she's been here before, but like she for like the first 5 days of her trip, I was just like between me just laying in the bed and like, or laying on the floor watching TV because I can't sit up, or puking my guts out every, not even puking my guts out. There's nothing to puke now, anymore.
Okay, so I guess before I get into it, is she a listener to the podcast?
No.
Okay. And then so next question.
No, definitely not a patron, so yeah, I can say whatever I want.
Okay, perfect.
this is a Patreon episode, right?
get into some Howard Stern shit.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, the cats are fighting. One sec. Oh, no, we're good.
Okay.
I have a new invention.
Mm-hmm.
Continuing on how we talked about the headache cigar, how about Pepto-Bismol cigarettes?
Ooh.
They've got little bits of Pepto-Bismol in the cigarette, and you smoke it when your stomach hurts.
$1 million idea. millions of dollars.
And that does have bismuth in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know someone who I can get to invest in a bismuth-related business.
Oh, no. Fuck that guy, man.
He's evil. He's going to die from smoking bismuth in hair. There must be some bad chemicals in hair, right? Like formaldehyde or something. That can't be good for you.
I don't think the bismuth can't be good for you either, right?
No, that's like any element above like 20, you're not supposed to eat.
Yeah, heavy metals and all that.
That shit sounds like one of the gifts that the wise men brought to
Jesus.
If
the element's triple digits, that you shouldn't eat that.
Circling back to Chet here. So did your lady have any other business in Denver, or was she just there to like hang out with you, and then
there
she turned into like a caretaker?
No, there for me, literally there.
Okay,
for me. And we had all these plans, and we're gonna go out on New Year's and all this shit. I was like, gonna go buy a shirt. I was like, I don't know what a nice shirt looks like.
Oh my
like.
God!
You're gonna go to
the club.
I don't know what I was gonna do.
It's good you didn't have that on when you threw up.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It would have ruined the shirt.
And you got to save money on the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah. I did end up saving a lot of money because I was sick on it. So that was one of the nice things about it. Probably the other nice thing.
Did it like negatively affect you at all?
Like my withstanding with her?
Yeah.
No.
Like you're throwing up and stuff?
No, I mean,
girls like that.
We're getting really deep here.
It negatively affected me. I mean, I was very depressed because I was like, first of all, this is the second time this has happened to me. The last time this happened to me when my stomach was all fucked up was when I went home on vacation over summer and I didn't get to visit with my family because I was just sleeping the whole time. And so the only time this seems to happen to me is when I have something important going on. And then I just felt so bad because she came all the way out here and just sat on my couch watching whatever while I was just puking in my bathroom. And so I was really depressed and bummed out by it. But then I remembered that I was like, all right, well, when I was talking to her, I was like, well, hey, at least, you know, this is as bad as it gets with me. You know, if you can handle me with my back problems.
Too, right?
And like, I was like, yeah, no, I mean, she, yeah.
Yeah, she didn't leave.
She
stayed an extra 4 days after I started.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, especially because I started feeling better. So we didn't end up getting to do stuff. We had that fucking Meow Wolf. You ever heard of that place? Meow Wolf. It's just like fucking like art exhibits. Just like super trippy shit. And it's just like a bunch of like metallic paintings with black lights on it. It was $50 a fucking ticket to walk through this. It was fucking pissed me off. Fucking shitty ass fucking cafe there too. There's no good food to eat. I was hungry and there's nothing good. It was like a fucking soup. I don't want to eat soup. Give me a fucking cheeseburger.
That might be good for your stomach.
Well, I was already okay by then. And
have they gotten to the bottom of the stomach stuff?
No, I have an appointment with the GI, the gastro specialist, on February 9th.
The Army.
GI Joe.
Well, this is what actually bummed me out, because when I went to my primary care physician from the stomach, and I was like, he's like, all right, well, you have diarrhea? I was like, no, I'm not shitting weird or anything. I'm not shitting at all, because I'm not eating anything. So I basically just cleanse my body, but which is probably why I'm feeling so good now.
New Year's cleanse.
Yeah, right? And he's like, you're never in pain consistently, so it's probably not ulcers and stuff like that. He's like, do you smoke weed? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, we're in a dispensary. He's like, there is that condition where, you know, people who, you know, smoke too much weed, they get like nauseous, which that is a real thing. But the only people who get that are people who fucking dab like all day, every day, just dabbing concentrates. And like, they get like sick from that. Like, especially, I don't even smoke as much as I did before I moved out here. I smoke less than I did before I started working in the industry. So I'm like,
yeah, never get high off your own supply. I learned that from The Wire.
Yeah, I was fucking pissed.
Yeah, that's never happened to me.
Yeah, no, it's bullshit. Like, I know people that have had, I forget what it's called. I look it up. But
it's called being a pussy syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Being a huge pussy and you can't smoke weed.
But really, but it's like, it happens to people who just chain some chief their marijuana cartridges like all day, every day, especially like the especially people who don't live in legal states too, with those like black market carts too. Like, those people get so fucking sick because they don't realize like how They don't. I mean, nobody really fully understands like what 10 years of putting insanely concentrated amounts of marijuana into your body all day, every day is going to do. Well, now we know it makes you sick. But what I'm trying to say is, I'm fucking pissed. I think I need a new doctor who's not such a pussy, who's telling me I got this fucking disease from smoking too much weed, where I don't even smoke that much weed. I mean, I smoke more than your average person.
Any doctors, sound off in the Patreon comments.
Doctors don't even smoke weed. They don't even know. Like, you guys can't even get high. I don't know. You don't even understand.
Yeah, there's I smoke a lot of weed, and I don't have like that parents. Issue.
Don't get it.
Yeah, right? But anyway, so yeah, fuck my doctor, fuck my stomach, and fuck Meow Wolf. Fucking rip off. Go look at. Honestly, I probably would have got the same. The picture of the guy who's wearing that drug rug, that hoodie or whatever, who's just blowing smoke into that like trippy poster.
Oh yeah.
Like that probably is just simulating as Meow Wolf was for me. All right, I'm being a little bit harsh there. There's a lot of work put into it, but it wasn't.
It would be cool.
It wasn't that cool.
It would be cool to be like, hey, we could just have a black light at home. And then you turn a black light back home, and it's just cum everywhere. It's like, fuck, turn it off.
Here's something interesting I learned. You can use, well, I guess it makes sense, but I got this from a Jackson Galaxy video, and we noticed a bit of cat pee around the house. You can use it to look for cat pee. And you turn off all the lights, you go around with your black light. It's cool. I feel like I'm the Witcher. You know, when he goes into the vision he's like tracking the monster footsteps.
You press V.
Yeah, exactly. It's but I'm tracking to see where in the guest bed the cat pissed.
Cats are always peeing.
What sheets I have to clean?
God, I'm traumatized from cat piss.
Your old place. Yeah.
It's very potent.
It, you just can't get it. You can't get it out. People are like, oh, just get a cat. You like small dogs? And it's like, no, I don't want my cat fucking pissing on my.
Speaking of which,
I said. I don't know, I probably talked about this on the stream before, but a while ago, but yeah, my sister got hit in the face with a softball because she fucking sucks, and she missed catching a fly ball, and it just hit her in the face, and her face swelled up, her eye, and she looked like a fucking freak, and she was really sad about it, and my dad felt bad, so my dad let her get a kitten from this kid in her class who had this fucking, or one of the cats in his barn had kittens, and turns out this cat was really fucking stupid. Probably was inbred or some stupid shit like that. But he just fucking pissed on this brand new leather couch we got. And it was ruined from the first one. We tried figuring out how to like keep the cat out of there. And eventually he became an outside cat. And don't worry, my dad built a little house for him on the front porch that had a little heat lamp underneath it. So even in the winter, he was warm. But he was also one of those big, fluffy, like, orange cats. But, like, even after the cat was gone, there was just no getting the piss smell out of it. Every weekend when we were cleaning the house, we'd rip out the cushions.
Was it neutered?
Yeah, he was.
Like, when the first pee on the couch happened?
I don't remember. Probably.
Well, if it was a kitten, it probably wouldn't be old enough to have, piss, I think, is what they call it.
Yeah. They can neuter them at up to 3 months, though, but that makes them more likely to piss. Like, mine are good, like, 99% of the time.
Yeah.
There's, I don't know, just having fucking four of them. Mm-hmm. There are the occasional, I think, territorial squabbles. But, I don't know, my house isn't, like, they haven't done it on the couch. It's only been on, like, sheets or rugs, and it hasn't permeated. I don't know, maybe because they don't have the sex piss.
Yeah.
We also got this like nice spray and like everything's basically going to be thrown in the the laundry machine when it happens. Mm-hmm. It's just, I guess, annoying.
Well, like the worst part about it was like, so even after this happened, it was always super stressful because like if you were just standing around the couch, you couldn't smell it. Or if you like sat down on it slowly, but if you sat down on it fast enough and like a waft of air would like squeeze out between the cushions, it would just, it's just instantly just strongest cat piss smell ever. So then it became like I had this internal struggle.
It's like a bellows.
Yeah, exactly. It was exactly what it, the leather ones. And it was like, I had this internal struggle where if I had somebody come into my house and we were just like hanging out in my living room or something like that, I was like, all right, do I tell them, hey, just a heads up, you might smell cat piss if you sit down too fast? Or do I just not mention it and roll the dice and not be the person who, and maybe they just have no idea that my couch reeks like cat piss if you sit down too fast. And either way, I did both of them. I would just not say anything to anybody, and then they sit down, and then you see them be like, ugh, and be like, oh yeah, sorry about that. Or, you know, they just sit down and be like, hey, just a heads up, if my cat pissed on my couch a while ago, you get the smell out if you smell it. And then they just go and sit on the floor instead. Like, god damn it, like, there's just no winning. And my dad refused to get rid of the couch because it was brand fucking new. It was a nice leather couch, and you just thought you could save it, but there was no saving it. Good riddance.
Yeah, I don't know what you do with leather. Cover it in baking soda or something.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know how you get the smell.
Yeah, we ended up like, you take the cushions out, and underneath the cushion was fabric because it had like little Velcro system on it. And, but so we just like always spray sprays on it. We'd always like put a sheet between the cushions and the couch just to, I don't know, like try to absorb some of the stuff. Or I don't know. It was just, I wouldn't even lay on that couch unless I like, spread a blanket over the whole couch and laid on it just because I just
an evil cat.
I think you gotta get better at cleaning. I think cat innocent. So
no, dude. Oh, you.
My neighbors. When I was a kid, our neighbors in the other side of the duplex we were in, they had this cat that was an indoor cat that became an outdoor cat because it would just piss and shit everywhere, and they could not get it to stop pissing and shitting. And it was outside for like 2 weeks, and it got eaten by a bobcat.
Oh God! That's why you can't. That's why outdoor cats are a bad idea, man. Yeah, if you want them to stay alive, like the life expectancy for indoor cats is like five times as long.
Those cats go out there and they're like, "I'm about to kill a bunch of birds and squirrels."
Yeah,
and then a wild animal kills them. It's like a Greek tragedy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Once our cat, his name was Spider-Man too.
Oh man, that's cool.
No, well, it was the story was my sister, when she first got it, she thought it was a girl and she called it Emma. Mm-hmm. And which is obviously, it was already a pretty dumb name for a fucking cat. But when we got it, the cat used to get all hyped up and like crawl up the back of our one chair. And so it was looked really cool. So I'm like, I don't care. I'm just calling this cat Spider-Man. And then like 2 months after we got it, my sister's like, is that like a dick and balls? Like, I don't even know. And then we took it to the vet and found out it was a boy cat and then a male cat. And then my sister's like, well, he's already used to the name Emma, so I'm just going to name him Emmett. So my sister had this cat named Emmett, which probably the worst fucking name for a cat I've ever heard.
That's a pretty bad one.
And so then everybody called him Spider-Man though after that, because everybody acknowledged that. Even my sister, she's like, yeah, it was a dumb fucking name. But even she started calling him Spider-Man towards the end. But nice. But yeah, he was a front porch cat basically, and we had a big front porch with like an overhead on it, awning over it, like with like some chairs and stuff. So like it was sheltered from the wind and shit. But then all of a sudden this other cat just started showing up. And we had no idea whose cat it was, but just stayed there. And eventually, like after like 2 years, the cat would just like let you pet it a little bit. And then all of a sudden it just opened up and turned into like the friendliest cat, even though it stayed outside. But then, and then one day he just stopped showing up.
Bummer.
But he was there for a while. I took him.
I've noticed in my neighborhood, there'll be like my neighbor's cat is like almost predominantly an outdoor cat. And I've talked to her, and I guess, yeah, it was just a stray that like she'd feed, and then it just started coming to the house occasionally, but it's like almost always outside. But then again, like every now and then I'll see like strays I don't recognize, and I'll go online and see if like anyone's missing their like cat or whatever in the neighborhood. And both times it's happened, they've been like incredibly friendly, like come up and they nudge me and purr and stuff. And I feel so bad that I can't offer them a safe haven as well. Okay, completely unrelated, but last episode, we did. You're familiar with Steven TV, right, Chet? The guy that replies to Melanie?
The guy who's really horny for the meat girl.
Yeah.
The guy that put his 80-year-old mother on a carnivore diet?
Yes. Yeah, that's the guy. So I wanted to play another round of our game, which is guessing how many times in the last 24 hours he has replied or quote tweeted her.
9.
43.
It's somewhere in between the two. It's 15 times.
Wow.
And you want to know how many tweets he's made in the last 24 hours?
15?
16. 16. He had one that wasn't Melanie Mack related. And it was a Bible passage. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth.
Melanie Mack was getting yelled at the other day for... let me pull that up.
By whom?
She was getting beat up in the quote tweets. Here's the tweet. Gamers pretend to be bad in video games, but IRL are some of the most kind people you could ever meet. Woke activists pretend to be kind, but are some of the most cruel people imaginable. Funny how that works. And then she followed up. What about woke activists who are gamers? Most of them aren't real gamers. They hijacked our hobby, babied down our games, then demonized us to try to kick us out.
Yep.
And the replies are all just Steven TV level guys. Guys who are 50 and their parents have given up hope that they're going to move out of the house. And they're like, that's right.
What?
SJWs ruined video games. That's right, Melanie.
Oh my fucking God, man. I'm scrolling down his page more. And I actually gagged looking at his carnivore muffins, which are like eggs, cream cheese, and butter, I think, baked or some shit. And like Melanie's looked bad, but like these ones look. Oh, but this time I added sausages and cheddar cheese, making them like sausage muffin balls, which nothing about that sounds good, bro. But
and that guy's at like the worst age to do that shit too. But like in your late 40s, I'm gonna really up my cholesterol high.
This was really good. He's just quote tweeting a couple of selfies from her, and he said, "Stunning my butter queen," and then used the butter emoji and three bats.
It's so weird. Like, they're
does he have no with the TV in his name? Does he have a channel? Like, have we?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's he's doing like reviews about She-Hulk, and like Tom's watched them on Freak Friday before.
Oh shit!
And
I watched a little bit. They're pretty boring.
Yeah, like the longer ones are boring.
Dumb, but
he does shorts, and I think I brought it up on here before. But, like, one of them I've watched is incredibly unhinged, where he's like narrating his own video, but it comes in like a really loud whisper.
so man. Cool.
Probably because his mom is still awake.
Jesus, thank you for today. Jesus, please continue to watch over and keep Melanie Mac safe from all harm. Let this be a fun, blessed day, Lord. Give Melanie strength, wisdom, and discernment in her interactions today. Bless her with hope and a beautiful future. In Jesus' name, amen. Man, it's so fucking grim. I mean, I guess we say this every time, but fucking doing that every day parasocially and not even getting a fave from the person.
Well, she's replied to it. Like, I searched her name to his name to see if she had replied back at all, and she probably has like a few dozen times, which seems like a lot, but then you see that he's replied to her like probably in the tens of thousands at this point, so it's like a 0.01% accuracy. But let me see. I pulled up his
like, what the fuck? I'm loving these interceptions on the Steelers game at Melanie Mack. Is she like a Steelers fan or something? I wish Tom was here. He'd know.
I think she is, actually.
Thank you, Lord, for this day, and thank you for Melanie Mack. Please continue to watch over, guide, and protect Melanie today. Give her strength and wisdom to handle all that comes her way. Bless her with good health and happiness and good friends. In Jesus' name, amen.
God, that's the horniest message I've ever heard.
Oh, nice. AR-15 says amen in the replies, too. That's my guy right there.
Okay, so I searched his tweets for mom, and I pulled him up again. Yeah, both of my parents are diabetic, too. My mom is the worst off, and I'm always get on her about eating sweets, or her sugar will be high, and she's like, I want cake or pie or a cookie. And I'm like, no, you don't need that.
Just one couldn't hurt.
Yeah, it tastes good. What's the problem? Please pray for my mom. This is all at Melanie Mack, by the way.
Oh, what?
Please That's pray for my
up,
mom,
man.
She is having a little cancer spot removed from her left cheek on her face. After all my mom's health problems lately, I've been able to convince my parents to try the carnivore diet. I think my mom being in the hospital this last weekend and like the third time in 2 months really helped change their minds. So this guy's, his mom has been in the hospital 3 times in the past month, and his solution to it is to have her only eat beef because of Melanie Mack.
What do you even say? That's not fair. There's cream cheese and butter, too.
It is true. Those are the food groups. There's dairy, and then there's meat.
How? Okay, so like back in my old fitness days, there was a thing I heard called the Iqaluit paradox, which is basically like people that lived in the Arctic indigenously, their diets were like 99% animal based, and they were like, they did fine until they got introduced to you know, everything else. And why is that? And it's basically because like they ate all of the animals, so they're able to get their required vitamins and minerals from eating like liver and stuff, right? These people don't seem to do that. It seems like it's bacon, it's steak, it's cream cheese, and it's butter. So are there any posts about like multivitamins, or is like Melanie Mack getting all of her vitamins from G Fuel?
I don't know. She has been in the hospital. Like, I guess that is sort of a multivitamin. It only has like 5 vitamins.
From like dehydration, though.
Yeah. Which I don't know how you even do that. It's not like she's doing anything. She's just gaming.
And like, that was kind of the whole thing where like Liver King, right? That's how he justified it, is like he's eating the liver, which is high in, I forget, like vitamin A and C, I think.
Yeah. And obviously you can just get that from anything. You go to Amazon, you type in any vitamin, you can get the vitamin. They'll just ship it to you. You don't have to eat animal bones or whatever. Like, you could, there's a pill for everything. Like that guy, that there was a guy that posted today a picture of, he had like sheep vitamins.
Oh yeah, that was really funny.
That he was eating, and it's just a multivitamin. Apparently yeah. It has like vitamin K3 in it, which is toxic to humans.
Yeah.
But mostly it's just taking vitamin B and being like, oh my God, this is magic. Like, no, you're just taking a Flintstones vitamin like your mom used to tell you to. And now you discovered it independently. And because it's stupid, you're like, this must be smart because I'm the only one doing it. And I'm a genius.
I couldn't remember. I couldn't find out like necessarily how serious that account was. It was a bit of a hard read. They're posting pictures of it and shit too, but that'd be easy to fake. So I wasn't 100% convinced that it wasn't.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, troll. I saw some people thinking it was real, which at least means that like
the trick worked at least.
Yeah. If it is people, that. Like the response was mostly, oh, this is cool. That's awesome. Where do I get this? But I mean, I'm sure that guy's some sort of troll shit poster type.
Yeah.
And those guys are always on the line of being stupid and self-destructive in a way where you can say, oh, you're making fun of me because I'm better than you.
Okay. Well, back to my Melanie Mack thing. I'm searching for a Melanie Mack vitamin, and she just said beef and dairy has all the vitamins and minerals one needs. And that was after posting a 4-ounce ribeye with 5 tablespoons of butter and 2 ounces of cream cheese. So,
is that true? I don't think that's true.
Like, I wouldn't want to do it, but I'm sure if you ate all the kidneys and liver and brain and shit, you could get,
Is there vitamin C in that shit?
Well, okay, her argument is vitamin C is... meat is sufficient. Vitamin C is demand-driven, and you need to get a lot more if you have more glycogen stores, which you don't have on keto or carnivore. Here's a good video on it. Dr. Ken Berry is amazing. This is before the hospital visit. Oh my god! Dude, I was fucking right! I've been guzzling a lot of G Fuel hydration for the electrolytes, and I've found some vitamin C, zinc, vitamin B, and vitamin D3 I've been taking. Oh, that's in addition to it. Okay, she does take a multi.
Okay, so you're not actually... You still have to supplement it with everything else.
She's so cool.
Yeah, she's the man.
And she wasn't really fat or anything. That's the weird thing. Like, so many of those guys, they used to be fat, so they go on keto. And it's understandable that they're willing to try anything, even if it sounds crazy, because they're desperate.
Well, anything besides just eating in a slight caloric deficit and living a life of balance and not excess.
Yeah, well, no one wants to hear that.
Yeah, it's not as sexy.
But she was, I think, always average weight.
So yeah, I think so.
I think she just adopted it because it was a trend that was happening.
Yeah.
Or something.
I mean, like, there's the Michaela Peterson thing, which I think made it take over in right-wing circles, and then...
Yeah, she was never fat either. Another similar person who's looking for a grift to jump on.
I think more progressive people will skew more vegetarian and vegan, obviously, so it's probably a response to that, trying to trigger the libs.
Yeah, you get to trigger people by saying you only eat bacon.
Yeah, I'm so owned by that, dude.
Yeah, it makes me so mad.
Maybe you should try that, Chet, if the doctor doesn't get back to you.
Yeah.
Carnivore diet?
Well, I don't know, that salami that time.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I'll ask the doctor. I'll ask the doctor about the carnivore diet. See what he says.
Yeah, just get a. It's the Chet version, so instead of steaks, it's salamis with sticks of butter on it.
Sticks of cheese.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
Wow, all that talk of sticks of cheese and sticks of butter has me hungry.
Yeah, it's got me all worked up. Gotta go jack off.
I'm gonna go
eat
some raw beef.
Your radio is set on cruise control. Get set for another 45 minutes of non-stop rock and roll. At least 10 great rock songs back to back, guaranteed.
Hey, yo! Drop that beat! Trump's your president! He's your president! He's your president! Trump's your president! He's your president! He's your president! Just so you know, the storm is already over.
Mm-hmm.
This is the United States. Not the divided states.
That's right.
And in these states, all of our lives matter.
Including yours.
We are one race, and that's the human race.
Mm-hmm.
And the only color President Trump sees is green.
Change.
And he wants you to have some of it.